Casey, hit that music. Dream a little dream. I love the dream lady.
Mimi's cool.
She is Mimi, the dream lady. I forgot your website, Mimi.
It's
thedreamdetective.com.
thedreamdetective.com. Yep.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's so good to have you back on again.
Oh, I thank you so much. It's good to be back.
We had a blast last time we had you on.
Oh, I had a blast too.
Mm. And and once again, thedreamdetective.com. Can people email you and you know, get advice from you there, or send their dreams to you for interpretations?
They certainly can. Yes, I would love it if they did that.
Hey, so listen, I've been having a pretty weird dream just the other night, and it really affected me, to be honest with you, when I woke up.
Uh-huh.
And I hate even talking about this. Whenever you have a dream, like a child passed away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it freaked me out completely. I got up. I could not go to sleep. And honestly, since I've had that dream 2 days ago, I just can't. I'm not focusing.
Yeah.
And I know since I've gotten custody of my kids that I'm very stressed out. I have a fear of not only something happening to me, because I wonder who's going to take care of the kids if I'm gone. Could that have anything to do with it?
Mm. This is a really great dream example, because a lot of people do have this type of dream. And oftentimes, especially when it's someone who's so close and a loved one, we have the worst fear that it means it's going to come true. But it doesn't mean that at all.
Oh, good.
Yes. Death in dreams is usually symbolic of change. And so, especially when it's a child or a parent, it happens when there's a change in the relationship dynamic. So a really common time this happens is when, like, a child is getting ready to graduate and go off to college, or when somebody gets married and they feel like, you know, the relationship has changed. So
he is starting to go through puberty.
Oh!
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
He's in that 10, 11 range. He's kind of... You know,
that's a big change time.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was going to say, since you mentioned getting custody, that's a change in the relationship dynamic between you.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
And throw on the puberty on top of that, and hello, you know, the little child that you knew, the little tiny child, is now becoming more of a man.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's kind of that end of an era thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just representative of the transition.
Something else, I have dreams that I completely cover myself in peanut butter and run around with little sparklers.
I dreamed that you were doing that too, Fitz.
Yeah. I dreamed that,
well,
Fitzy.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. What really worries me is when I have that dream of you doing that.
Just teasing.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we have so many phone calls. 206-421-WOLF, 1-866-328-WOLF. If you'd like to chat with the Dream Detective, thedreamdetective.com. And let's go to Kim from Port Orchard. Kim, go ahead. You are on with the Dream Detective.
I've always had a reoccurring dream since I was a little kid, and basically we'll hear Indians kind of chanting, and we have to hide under a table so they won't take us away.
Wow.
And do you still have that dream today?
Actually, I had it again probably about 3 months ago.
Okay. Now, with recurring dreams, what you want to do is pay attention to what is going on in your life when this dream happens, because recurring dreams happen every time a certain situation or issue comes up in our life. So since this is something that's been going on since childhood, you might want to look at, you know, what kind of dynamic has been going on since you first started having this dream. And the last time you had this dream, it's a little harder if you can't remember exactly what was going on that day, but dreams usually deal with what's going on with us right now. So the next time you have that dream, ask yourself what happened that day. Now, the metaphor in this dream is that you feel like you have to hide or somebody's going to take you away.
Yeah.
So
can be in plain sight.
What's that?
Why don't you just do the one, little two, little three, little Indians?
But you can be in plain sight, but as long as you're under a table, then you're okay.
Wow, that's weird.
Oh, okay, so that's a great thing to know, because then there's something going on in your life where you feel like, you know, you're going to be taken away, so to speak, whether that means your identity or some aspect or something that's important to you. But you have a way of protecting yourself from that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's a really great thing to keep in mind, is that you do have a means of protecting yourself. So, you know, I mean, recurring dreams are scary a lot of times, and if you can figure out when this dream comes up, like, what is it that's going on? Is it somebody that is kind of domineering over you and trying to take control of you, or even maybe some kind of habit or influence in your life?
Wow.
And if you can figure out what that is, then you can deal with it, then you'll stop having the dream.
Thanks so much for the call. We are chatting live with Mimi, the Dream Detective, thedreamdetective.com. Michelle from Shelton is on now. Good morning, Michelle. You're live with the Dream Detective.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
I had this dream the other night, and my ex left me 8 months ago for my cousin, and after 5 years, and I have a boyfriend now, and we're having a baby, and in my dream, I dreamt that my ex wanted me back, and I went back with him, and I left my boyfriend. I was pregnant in my dream, even, and I left my boyfriend, and I went back to my ex, and then I realized in my dream that I wanted to go back to my boyfriend, and I went to go say goodbye to my ex, and at that time, when I went to go say goodbye, he was actually had the face of my son's dad. It was no longer my ex. It was an ex before that.
Huh.
Yeah, so a lot of times exes in dreams, it's very common actually for people to dream of their exes, whether it's an ex-boyfriend, ex-spouse. And they can oftentimes not necessarily really represent themselves, which again is our worst concern, but they may represent a pattern of behavior or a way of relating to people. So, for example, if someone, let's say, a woman calls and says she was dating Mike, and when she was dating Mike, she kind of acted like a doormat with him. I'm not suggesting that that's your, but this is just one example. And then she's dating a new guy, Sam, and she dreams she's back with Mike. Oftentimes it's because she's embracing those same kind of behaviors that she had with the other person, or it could be that they're treating their current partner as they used to treat their ex. Something about that relationship, the dynamics and the feelings that you had when you were with that ex may be similar also to the dynamics that you had with your first child's father.
Oh,
and that's why one person can turn to another.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so there may be some situation where you're feeling like that in your current relationship. It doesn't mean you're really going back to your ex. It doesn't mean, you know, anything bad like that. But that some of those feelings that you had in that relationship are coming up in your current relationship.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's go. This is interesting. Paula from Spanaway. You are live with Mimi, the Dream Detective. Paula.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, three times now I have had the dream that I was there at the studio.
Oh.
And the first time, it was like my bedroom door opened right into the studio, but I didn't go into the studio. I sat in my bedroom and watched you right from the door.
What? Watch the Fitz in the Morning Show?
Yeah, like I was somehow there, and like my door opened right to your studio.
Then I can interpret this one for you, sister.
The last two times, I actually came in and I sat there, actually, you know, sitting at like a table with you guys.
Oh, I get it.
But I never say anything. I just sit there and like I'm a spectator, but I've been there.
It's okay to admit it.
Admit what? What am I admitting?
I can tell you. While you're having these dreams, sister.
Okay.
I mean, bedroom door to the studio. Come on.
Hello.
But I always sit by Mary.
I can really tell you what that means.
I'm sitting by Mary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dream Detective, what do you think?
Well, the dreamer, do you have any idea what you feel like it means?
No, I mean, could it be because I listen to the station when I'm going to bed? I mean, maybe it's because I can hear the music or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's
weird. Why am I in the studio?
Do you like this? Do you love the show a lot?
I do. I very much enjoy this show. I was 25 years, I listened to a different station, and my son would not leave me alone until I changed the station one day.
Who'd you still
listen
to?
And then I got hooked.
Who'd you still listen to?
KCMS, the Christian Music Station.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Wow. It's great people.
Scott and
great
Sam.
People.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Scott and Sam. Their morning show. But yours is more fun, and you guys still keep the morals and the Christian.
Yeah.
Based, you know, thing, and like you had Mercy Me on yesterday.
Absolutely.
So I mean,
they're great.
They're so awesome.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever wanted to be in this business? It sounds like to me you kind of dig radio.
Maybe I do. I don't
know.
I don't know.
Dream
that
Detective?
Would be awesome.
What do you think, Dream Detective?
Yes, well, it's interesting because there can be multiple things going on here. One is that up to 30% of dream content can be affected by outside stimulus. So, you know, we've all had that experience of hearing the door knock and we dream that somebody's knocking on the door, or we set the clock radio and the song comes on but we're still sleeping and that song makes it into our dream.
Oh yeah. It's so weird.
So it could be that you are dreaming and you're hearing the radio and you're incorporating that into your dream. So, you know, and then the fact that you mentioned that you're married is funny because I don't know what the feeling was in your dream, if you felt like, you know,
tingly.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Did like, I've been married for 24 years. It's not.
Did you feel
nothing,
tingly?
There was nothing sexual about it at all.
Okay, yeah.
It was just a matter of the door opened, I was fully dressed, and somehow my bedroom door opened right into the studio.
Yeah, this sounds like it's kind of that situation of the outside content making it into your dream.
So cool. Hey, thanks so much for the, and thank you for switching to us after listening to that station for all those years.
Thank you.
Well, I'm having fun.
Oh, we are too. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Dream Detective, I don't have time to take another call, but I do have time to ask you a question. Heather from Tacoma is asking me that she was dreaming that she was in a room full of celebrities and they all knew her. What does that mean?
Well, you know, celebrities can represent, as I was mentioning last time, our own talents and abilities. And it could be, if she might want to ask herself what those celebrities represent to her. So are they, you know, what are they known for? What qualities do they represent? And she might be feeling like she wants to embrace those traits within herself.
I got to tell you, you know, I've been doing radio a while, and I've had, you know, the dream interpreters on, but you are really good.
You
really nail it.
Yeah, you are amazing.
Plus, she's a great makeup artist.
Great makeup artist.
So she can do your makeup and interpret your dreams
exactly.
At the same time.
Yes.
Multi-talented.
That's true.
So listen, that's a dream right there.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
So we're going to continue to do this, you know, right, on the monthly basis thing, right,
yeah.
To have you on?
I would love that.
Her website is thedreamdetective.com. Log on now. And thank you for your time. You're so great.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll be at the Body, Mind, Spirit, the Expo this weekend at Seattle Center. If people want to come down.
The Body, Mind, and Spirit, what is it?
Expo. Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at Fisher Pavilion at Seattle Center on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And their website is bmsc.net if you want more information. And I'll be doing a lecture on Saturday from 1 to 2.
Oh, I bet you
do. I'll have a booth there all weekend.
That is great. You're so much fun, and thanks for being on.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.